Lecture topic: Make Hijra from bad to good.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Mawlana Masih Azad rahmatullah min majlis on Hijrat. Hijrat. When a person makes Hijra, he goes through a lot of pain, a lot of labor, inconvenience, all kinds of sacrifice he makes. Then Mahathir said, to the Fazal of Allah, this came to my heart, that when a person lives in a house and after some time he decides to leave that house to go to another house, now that also now is a hijrah. It's not easy for him to leave this house to get to that house. He will go through all kind of pains, all kind of inconvenience. But you notice he do all those things because he wants that house. This house, whether is it that he does not like it, he doesn't realize that house. Now for that house he goes out of his way to make sure that all the sacrifices made. He even sacrifices sleep too. He sacrifices time also. He sacrifices food also. So that he can go to that house which he likes so much according to what he wants. So Hazrat saying that just imagine from one house to another house you make a hijrah. So how much of pain and labor and stress and sacrifice is taking to go into that new house of his. Likewise, we should also make hijrah of our inside and outside of ourselves. People talk of going for hijrah to America, Australia, all these places they go. Now they are going with the not the right intention. They are going because they want to go, because they are fearing that they think that something else will happen better there. However, that was by the way, just to tell you that a person has to make a hijrah from inside and outside. Now what is the meaning of hijrah of outside? The hatred of outside is one has to change his complete way of life. He has to make a complete change of life. For example, now his wear of his clothing, his appearance, all those things were before un-Islamic. Now he's making hijrah of it, that he brings about his clothing to be according to Sunnah Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything now he does according to. Before he did not have a beard too, now he's keeping a beard. Now there's a sacrifice in there too, which he does not want to keep too, and he keeps it. So there's a sacrifice there. He does not want to change his clothing too, but he changes his clothing. You know, he goes through all kinds, what people will say, what that will say. But with all that, he still sacrifices to make sure he wears that kind of clothing, he changes appearance, everything. That the person sees him, says, hey, you know, mashallah. From far too, he sees you, tell him. You begin to make salam to him too. Many a time you find the person may not have a beard but, and no sign of Islam in him outwardly. And you pass him by, you don't know whether he makes salam or not. And sometimes you see a person with a beard and not make salam, but he's not a Muslim. So, somehow you have to show your appearance that you are a Muslim, a mu'min. From far to a person sees you as a mu'min. Now Allah Ta'ala looks at the intention. Your intention is only I must keep Allah Ta'ala and change my way of life. I want to be without beard. I want to wear suit and tie. I want to wear all the fancy clothing in the Western way of life. But that is what my desire is. But my sacrifice, I'm making hijrah now. I'm only doing one thing. I'm going to wear the right clothing that they will look at it as a movement. I'm going to keep a beard according to Sunnah Nabi Karim. I will do everything against my desire to keep his desire. To keep his desire. Now you're going to carry on doing it. You do not want to do it, but you say, I'm going to do it. One is happily doing it, one is unhappily doing it. The happily person is fortunate, the unhappily person is also fortunate. The only thing is gradually, slowly, the sacrifice is made. He does not want to do it, but he still do it. carry on doing it, the time would come that that path becomes very happy. But the big thing is, outwardly he has now made a hijrah. That now any person looks at him will say it is a mu'min, the true mu'min. But this is only one part of the hijrah. The second part of hijrah is this, as he said, is this much, that is inside. The inside is this much, that is obvious, this much that keep away from sins. Keep away from sins. Keep away from sins. That is hijrah, is something else. It is not something that is easy, it's a very difficult one. Man got a habit of committing sins all the time. Now that person, for him now, it's going to be very difficult to leave all his sins all the time. Example, you find Hazrat Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, one person, he wanted to make hijrah to Makkah. Maybe he did not have the means, Hazrat to tell him to make istikhara, but he said, hijrah is that you must now, your inside, make hijrah of that. For example, you have pride in you. Every one of us have pride. Remember, pride is the worst sin. It's a sin that caused shaitan to become the fuel of Jahannam. Few people who say, I got no pride. You are telling a lie. You are full of pride. When you come to know if someone tells you something, you get hurt. You get so hurt, that shows you got pride. But a person who don't have pride, he will make sure that if someone has to tell him something too, it will not affect him at all. So, people begin to say, I got no pride. But most of the time they got pride. You know, one sickness that will take years to go away, and that's pride. That is, a man may think he got no pride, but all the time you got pride. All the time you got. And one of the worst sins that is to look down at people. Arrogance. This is the thing, arrogance. So you make hijrah of this, that I must not have pride in me. I must take it out. I must not have pride, I must take it out. Now what's the meaning of pride and what is going up or opposite of pride? In other words, you must have humility in you. Humble yourself. You walk in the street, see a person, you don't make salam. Make salam to him. That's humility. Make salam. Don't look at who you are. Look at that. Why did I want not to make salam to him? For what I don't want to make salam to him? It's because either I think he's younger than me, or he's poorer than me, or he's nothing to me. But there you see, I'm going to make, it's called hijrah, you call, I'm going to make salam to him. I'll make salam to him. First make salam. I will go now to my house. I had a small misunderstanding. I misunderstand the wife. Now you bend the door and walk to me. Where's the hijrah? The hijrah is at that time you make salam. Humble yourself. What she does is not my problem. What's your problem? What you do? You make hijrah at that time. See, I make hijrah. My hijrah is my pride and arrogance telling me not to make salam. I want to make salam and go. And you make salam and go. You make salam and you go away. And you walk out the street and you walk out, you see an enemy of yours there. When you walk in, you look at that person, you know, you've got pride in you, don't make salam. He did something wrong to me. I will not make salam to him. You start walking, but you make salam to him because I do not want to have that humility. That hijrah is you have to have all the time. That hijrah. Now you can see sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives you business. Now you give business, you can get a lot of money you make. Sometimes low, sometimes high. Now Allah Ta'ala wants to see you've got hijrah in you, that when a time I do not give you much, so much as that what you want, do you make sabr or not? I did not give you that much. I want to see whether you got sabr in you. Today's business is quiet, but you make it sabr. Or you make sabr in the sense that, wallah, you know it is good. And you're not going to complain anything like that. That is called hijrah. That you take out that thing of being ungratefulness and to bring about gratefulness, wallah, I thank you. That humility comes into that you become, that is what's called hijrah. Every way of your life, every condition of your life, you will hijrah. That you want to be most grateful, Allah. You thank Allah. You thank Allah. Not that today it is too little that you become ungrateful. Then you may suffer, you've got sickness coming. You do all kinds of medications, you do all kinds of things. In the end, you know, it does not work. You may suffer. You may suffer, so much of suffer you make. Even business you open, you do all the right things to do open a business. And thereafter your business fails, you may suffer. You cannot complain to anyone. Where's the humility? Where's the teacher in you? Are you going to complain to anyone? You can, that person can do anything for you. Can change the situation. No one can change the situation. You are looking for a job. You ask, you put in your CV there, everywhere you put in, the whole world you put in. Nothing comes from there. So what about you? You will get despondent and get this hurt about you. You're supposed to make suffer and say, Allah, you know this. That condition of hijrah, you call it, in your heart of heart, you bring that condition of hijrah at all times. That humility must be there, sabr must be there, shukr must be there. These two conditions must be always with us. Sabr and shukr all the time. Every moment you have to make shukr. When you got a sickness to shukr, you will get well to shukr. Sabr everywhere. That these things are called what you call a hijrah of life. Secondly, it's very important to make hijrah of your anger. That is the most important thing. The most important. Hijrah of your anger. Then you're getting angry. Every moment you're getting angry. You get angry every second, every moment you flare up. That is it. That is a sickness. Now if you are a true mu'min and you want to become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you make sure that you make hijrah of the anger of it. You fight yourself, sacrifice, labor yourself. All through the time you go to all different conditions, you fight and fight and fight. Let me tell you, an old sickness takes long to put right. You know, now a sickness of person that for so many years he got arrogance in him, got anger in him, temper in him, bad temper. Now if he wants to put himself right, every day he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm weak, take this out of me. And he works toward him. And besides, without the father of Allah or the assistant of Allah Ta'ala, no one can get anything. You can't get anywhere. But you make dua, but you put yourself right. You can't be every day doing wrong. I know of a person, bichara, his wife is complaining every day, she is crying, she don't stay in the house. Because every he is doing everything good, but he's doing bad also. He's doing bad also. So you do not call that good. Then how that he has to make hidden out that anger of his. He keeps happy one day, and then the 10 days, you're very unhappy. Become very angry, you know, become arrogant. What things I say, what must I tell you? Many home they do that. Many home they do that. Like, you know, one person, he's got a habit of going to the house, if the food is not ready, khalas. He finished what he heard. The majlis, what he heard is that majlis is gone one side too. What is that to tell you at that time, how much of sabr you must make? Now this is what you call making hijrah of your inside. Your hijrah of inside. That all the time you're going, you went to the house, the food was not ready, do not sit down there, make hijrah, walk away from it. Do something else, do something, but do not flare up. You flare up and then after that you say sorry to someone. Is it right? You hurt someone's feeling and then you say right. Tell me, that person knows he can't go anywhere else, so she just cry a little bit. Allah Ta'ala will say. We do not know that these are things that are not small, they're big things. It even surpasses people who read Nafil Namaz to. It surpasses people who read Nafil Roza to. A person may not keep Nafil Roza and Nafil Namaz so much, but he's got these qualities in him. It surpasses everyone. What is so? This is what hijrah is. As you say, hijrah is supposed to be like this: that you bring about as the Hadim Dalam say that you must bring about this condition that humility must come, the pride, humility, everything you must be opposite. The good qualities must come into you, the bad qualities. The Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the outside of the inside is this much: the La Tamu Dalna Ainayka Ilaman Tana Bi Azwajum Zahra Al Hayat Yalina Tinaum Fi. Now this is concerned to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim was masoom. He was a Nabi. He wouldn't even look at the world, he would not even attract him to. He was, Allah Ta'ala made him like this, and that world would not attract him at all. Allah Ta'ala telling him that do not put your eyes to those things, means we must not put our eyes to them. We must not. Now today we have put our eyes so much to the world to that extent, that we have no more feeling for next person. We have no feeling. Number what happened is that we are full of this. Greed has come into us. Greed has come into us to that extent that we don't. Then that's what he's saying, that this is what is wanted of your inside. Your outside is your appearance very nice, mashallah. Everyone can see you, but the inside, no one else can know besides you, Allah Ta'ala. You don't, no one knows your iman, Allah Ta'ala. So your inside must be of that kind that you must not have any kind of greed of any kind. When you look at a non-Muslim, then Allah Ta'ala says, I put the non-Muslim into fitna. No, you don't glance your Your eyes, then I put into fitna. Now when you look at them, then you also fall into fitna too. So do not look at them too. This also one kind of hijrah then. Do not look at others, the non-believers, and what Allah Ta'ala is giving them, and you also become part of it. So once you become part of them, then you must know you're looking for trouble. And it's been told to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that how much we have to be careful. When he's masoom and he's sinless, he does not commit any sin of any kind, Allah forgive him. There's no sin at all. Then he's been told, do not cast a glance at how much we have to do. Today this. So that's also what call of the hijrah. Hijrah must be of all kinds, one. But the most important hijrah is what I'm talking about. Is this much. That the bad qualities one have in him, the pride. That pride must be taken away, humility must come. And you must never say anyone, I got no pride. The moment you say anyone, you got no pride, one, you got the most pride. One person who had him, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat. The Tanvi told him, why you got pride in you? A sheikh told him, Hazrat, I got no pride. Hazrat just kept quiet. Because he's not insulting him, he's telling him, why you got pride? He said, we're all sitting here, let me tell you, we got pride in us. If you see a poor person sitting next to you, you don't look at his face too. If you see a small person next to you, don't look at his face, you don't make salam to him too. If you see a boss, when you're walking past a small child passing by, you don't make salam to him, that's not pride of one time. What stopped you from? But you see a big motor walking, you make two times salam, not one time. What I'm trying to tell you, that you come to know of your own self, whether you got pride or not. When you walk in the street, you see a person who's standing in clothing, you look at his feet, you turn away, you don't make salam to him. But a person who walks in the street, you make two times salam to him. What I'm trying to say to you, you do not even know you are pride in you. Sometimes I told him the wife gives some food to eat, the way you take off with it, you just because of pride. You took off with a very badly. It's because of pride. You didn't realize that this is pride also. So pride is something, like even you sit in a mosque too. When you sit in a mosque and another person comes, poor person, not well dressed, shabbily dressed, he comes and stands next to you. Hey, what this man stand next to me for? What this man stand next to me? Why? That's pride. If that's not pride, what it is? What is the reason for your tongue? And yet he may be more close to you than Allah Ta'ala. He may be much closer to Allah Ta'ala than you. May he just make one dua Allah accept it. Allah does not look at your appearance, Allah talks about in your heart. So we don't even realize that we got pride in us in so many times. Pride in this sense also this much that, you know, I want to perform namaz. No one else must perform namaz. I must give talks, no one must give talks. I must be in the front line, no one in the front line. All that is called pride. I want to. Why that person has been given the opportunity, not I know. So these things people do not understand, that these are the things that bring about in man. They did not. So the same this person, hijrah, bring about shukr in you, bring shukr in you. All the time, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, then that humility comes in. Humility is very important. To be humble, to be generous. A person got greed in him, greed in him, greed in him. You know what greed, how bad greed is. When greed creeps into a person, then you become a miser too. Become a miser. So these things, when they come together, then these are called make hijrah of these things. You got greed in you, give it out. No, give it out. I'm not saying the whole thing. Give it out. Give it out. Let them enjoy too. Be generous, be kind. Generosity, be very kind. All those things you bring in yourself. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, month of Ramadan is coming. You know how generous he was. The whole year is generous, but his generosity in Ramadan was something else, beyond. Alhamdulillah, a lot of people in our society are very generous. But they must be generous for the family first. The families were poor. The families were poor. They say, when you give zakat also, you give zakat to your family people first. What are you, you giving everyone else, but your own family person is suffering, but because they cause some harm to you, you don't even look at the face. Whereas it's important that you give your own family people who are in need, they give them first. Give them first in the best. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's one incident taking place at the moment, so they come and tell you again the incident, that they what's wrong. If they are very generous for all the widows, all the people want to get together, give some money towards them. Don't worry what's happening, but give you a generous person in the month of Ramadan. Take out all of your dollars, so much of God. One drop from there, take all get together and give the poor people. Give the poor widows who are waiting. Whatever is happening, that's by the way. But what the widows are there, everyone there, take out all whatever, so much. But you're not fighting for the widows, you're fighting for yourself. If you are fighting for the widow who is the real thing you're concerned, you know what? They're poor, what's going to happen in Ramadan? They've got no money. Let us all get together. Let's put one drop. For example, you put a couple millions. If you get one million from them, you're only allowed to. But not few people won't get together and think, let us do together that. And give to the poor people, that poor, you know, bewa, the widow they're talking so much about. Put them, give them something. At least the Ramadan will be wonderful too. The life will go wonderful. But who's thinking like that? No one is thinking. Everyone thinking for themselves. Everyone thinking for themselves. They use the term that, but the true thing is all for themselves. So generosity is something else. Greed is something else. Miserliness is something else. To be a miser, Allah never become a miser. Miser is something, confused aadmi, God must be king. Confused aadmi, he will be the worst person to punch. Why miser is miser upon himself also. Just imagine a person miser upon himself. You won't give ice in winter to a person of that. So just imagine you find this kind of people. So miser, you know, when Allah Ta'ala created Iman, he brought what? Sakhawat. Sakhawat is a very big thing. Sakhi. Sakhi means generous. Be kind to him. Be generous. Give to him. You know, when a beggar comes to you, don't look at who he is. If you don't know him, you give him something. If you know he's a professional, you're going to give him. Don't give him. But don't look down at him. You know, because of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, when he came out of the mosque on the day of Jummah, and he saw a young person, very, very well dressed. He looked at that person and for a moment just crossed his heart. Hey man, this one is so young. You know how we do? Hey young girl, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be working now. You don't know what his life is. You're going to tell him, hey, what's wrong with you? What are you begging here? You're going to go and do work. You're so young, you're strong. So this cross his heart, hey, young person, this what? We must not think like that. We must not say anyone to. If you don't want to say someone, you don't want to give anyone anything, don't give. Hazrat Malik, your good office. But do not belittle him. Do not run him down, because Allah Ta'ala can turn the table to. Allah Ta'ala, my husband told us that incident of that person, when the beggar came to the house, the wife and the husband eating so nice food, the beggar begged, he opened the door and he took that beggar to task. He gave him a long, what thing he told him, what's the beggar, which are, he was a true beggar. He said, Allah Kareem. But Allah Ta'ala did not like his way how he behaved. Allah didn't change the table. That this beggar became the owner of all what he owned, and he became a rich. I'm not going to go into the history of it, because you all know the story. Just to tell you, remember, if you don't give a beggar something one morning, but do not give him a long story. Don't go and tell me anything. You rather keep quiet, because Allah Ta'ala is looking in the details. A miser is the worst person. Allah Ta'ala created Iman, Sakhawat. Allah Ta'ala kufr, miserness. Allah protect us from this. So this is what you call hijrah. Hijrah means to take those things out of you. If you got in you bad habits of being miser, give it out. Learn to give that. I must give. Learn to give. That is called hijrah now. Not that to hold back to it. I got anger, I must become kind. I must be good. I must hold my anger. No one sees anger won't come. But learn to control your anger, not to build buster. People are just, you know, flaying up. Taking the anger out on the wrong people too. Sometimes you got a problem with this person, you think that problem anger on someone else. You think Allah Ta'ala, look at all this. We'll look at it, we won't get it. So this are the called hijrah. You get to try to bring about kindness in you. Kind of try to bring about shukr in you. Try to bring about sabr in you. Do not say anything out of turn. Your eyes sabr also. Your eyes is you going everywhere else. You make hijrah of it. They're not going to look at the wrong things. You may hit it on. But for example, if you've got the axe in front of you, then no, you don't have to go anywhere else. The axe is in front of you. When you go sit in a car, you've got the axe now. Make hijrah, I'm not going to look at it. That's for hijrah now. That's true hijrah now. I'm not going to look at it. No matter how much you look at it, I'm not going to look at it. Make hijrah. This is what for hijrah. Hijrah in reality is not to go from this country to another country. Hijrah to bring about a difference in your own life. Bring about a difference in the whole life. Change your life to become more close to Allah Ta'ala. The bad quality that you have in you, Allah must take it out of it. You make dua to Allah Ta'ala and you make effort of it. And then you see the ears also, the same way, hijrah of it. You listen to the wrong things, stop it. The zuban was the same thing, make hijrah of everything. Then inshallah ta'ala you see what difference you make in your life. This is exactly what we call hijrah. To make dua to Allah ta'ala, that whatever I've said, Allah ta'ala amal kareem to afiq nasmi wa akhul da'un alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahum ahsin aqibata. بنمور كل يوم أدنى من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا أدنى نورنا وأدنى إنك لا تغش. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.